The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time. God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to our Sunday Resurrection Service, our communion service. And for those of you online, as usual, we are coming your way from Destiny TV of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Pickford down near Ebony Hotel. We thank the Lord for your lives. And I know that at the end of the day, you will know that your time has come. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. We shall also read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. In Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 2 in the NIV, it says, "Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger," King James says, "tarry, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. "The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I speak to you today on the theme, what happens to the word or message that we receive from God? What happens to the word or the message that we receive from the Lord? If you listen to this message today very well, you will never miss your prophetic words again. You will never miss that dream again. What happens to the dreams God gives you? What really happens to those night dreams and visions and revelations? What really happens to the prophetic words that are declared over you? The Lord said, today and next Sunday, I should tell you what really happens. This were the proofs and the revelation that the fathers like Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, and others knew and held on to. When you read the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11, the Bible says that these people waited patiently. What enabled them to wait patiently on the word of God, on the promises of God? First of all, the word of God, or the messages, the dreams, whatever we call it, that comes to us, they are in two dimensions. And the two dimensions of the word of God, as I'm preaching right now, And as you are holding your Bible there, with the word of God, this word exists in two dimensions. The first dimension is that the word of God exists as a sovereign word. As a sovereign word. When we say something is sovereign, it is supreme in power. It is ultimate in authority. It is self-existing. Nothing can be added and subtracted out of it. The only personality that is sovereign in this world is God Almighty. Our God is sovereign. He's self-existing. Nothing can be added to him. Nothing can be subtracted. The word of God is sovereign. It means that the word of God does not need our faith. It doesn't need our obedience. It doesn't need our belief. It doesn't need our services. It doesn't need our sacrifices to perform. I'm talking about the sovereign word. Say sovereign word. Say sovereign word. For instance, whatever God says about himself, that I am this. This is what I am. And this is what I can do. He doesn't need your faith. When God says, I am holy, he doesn't need your faith for him to be holy. Whether you believe him or not, he is holy. When God says, I am, he doesn't need your faith. It is not your faith that will make him who he said he is. Or what he said he can do. I hope you understand me. God is sovereign. There are times in the Bible God has spoken sovereignly. How many of you, let me begin with myself so that you don't feel bad. There are most of the time I am not able to pray night before I go to sleep. Sometimes I'm lying down listening to some messages, thinking that when I want to sleep, then I will pray and sleep before I realize I will be having some dreams. The armed robber who went and robbed and came to sleep and woke up, did he pray before sleeping? But he woke up. You don't need to pray that night should come. Night will come. You don't need to pray that day should come. Day will come. It is established. What God says he is. What he says he can do, he can do. He doesn't need your faith. No. We are talking about the sovereign dimension of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
When God says he's faithful, he's almighty, he's all knowing, he's all powerful. When God says he's the God of impossibilities, he doesn't need your belief, he doesn't need your faith. He doesn't need your commitment to be faithful. He is. For instance, when Jesus said, when he is killed on the third day, he will rise again. The Pharisees did not believe in it. As, let me tell you, even the disciples didn't believe. That was why immediately they nailed Jesus. Peter went back to fishing. But did Jesus rise? Did he rise? Whether they believe in what he said or not, the sovereignty of the word of God came to pass. Jesus didn't say, look, believe that when they kill me, on the third day I will arise. Then I will arise. He didn't say that. He said, kill me. On the third day I will rise again. The disciple didn't even believe. But he rose again. Listen to me. The word of God is sovereign. It is established. God is who he said he is. And God can do what he says he can do. That one doesn't need your faith. He doesn't need your belief. He doesn't need anything of yours. As like I've said, whether you believe that God exists or not, it doesn't change who he is. You see, when you understand these things, then it will help you to be patient with God. But you see, we have another dimension of the word of God. And this is where the message is. The participatory dimension. Where the word of God needs your faith to perform. Where the word of God needs your belief. Your obedience, your sacrifices, your services to perform. This is a participatory dimension of the word of God. For instance, when God says, I have blessed you, that is sovereign. Look, go to Israel, the Israelites. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus. Now, I don't know the percentage of Pentecostals in Israel. But whatever God said about them, because they are the seed of Abraham, it is happening. It is happening. God said, I have blessed this land. They don't have to believe. So even though they don't believe, they are enjoying the blessings of the land. So when God says, I have blessed you, that's a sovereign word. When he says, I have blessed you, you don't need to believe. He has blessed you. If you believe, it is to your own advantage. But even if you don't believe, you are blessed. But when God says, I will bless you, that one is different though. When he says, I will bless you, that one is different. I will. When God says, I will, that one requires all of your faith, all of your obedience, all of your services, all of your sacrifices. In God's dealing with us here on earth, it has more to do with participatory than sovereign. When it comes to our well-being, what we want to be, what we want to achieve in life, it requires all of your belief, all of your commitment, all of your faith, all of your obedience, all of your services, all of your sacrifices. God's participatory words comes in the form of if my people. If. Conditional. Or I will. Anytime you say I will. Or anytime you say if my people. Don't joke with it. It means it depends on you. As for him, he will never fail. But the rest depends on you. The moment the word leaves him, it is no longer his responsibility. That word can only go back to him in the form of a testimony. You see, when you look at our tests, okay, for example, let me give you, before we come to our test. For example, let me give you the participatory example in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. When God spoke to Abraham, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. See, I will then. Three, I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. See, will then. In response to this, I will. Number one, in verse 4, Abraham obeyed and left. So Abraham went as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Verse 5, he took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived. This was not enough. The first step was obedient. He left. The second step, verse 8 and 9, he started building altars. He built altars. He started building altars. That is sacrifice. That is service. So from the time God spoke to Abraham and promised him a son for the next 25 years, Abraham was doing everything. He was sacrificing. He was serving. That was an act of faith. That was participatory. Abraham was participating in the manifestation, the process of manifestation. What actions are you taking to participate in the process of the manifestation of the word of God? There are many examples, but let me just give you this one. Now let's go back to our scripture background. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. The Bible says that the revelation is for what? An appointed time. Even though it tarries, even though it lingers or delays, it will tarry. It will delay. Why? Why will it tarry? God has given you prophecy. You open the Bible and you are standing on the scripture. What is happening to the sounds of the mic? What is happening? They are changing, eh? What is happening to us? Jesus, help us. I am here. You know, the word you are standing on to pray, the word you have received, like yesterday, I saw something that really saddened my heart. After the funeral, we decided to visit one of our brethren whose wife has delivered. In Taifa area. And we passed through a certain place. We saw a banner. Prophet something, something, so, so, and so. And we saw consultation date and time. Saturday. From 2 o'clock to... And come and see. People sitting like hospital, how do we call hospital? When? Eh? OPD, OPD, OPD. Next. They were going to consult a prophet. My God, to tell them what? When you have your Bible, when you can open your Bible, and it is there. You can claim every word there. Where you can speak in tongues. Where you can pray and ask God. Why the delay? Why this problem? Why this? We are no longer in the Old Testament. And when we're going, we saw people going. If you see the way they were going, prophetic consultation. And I know you pay some amount of money there. I think some of us have not been fat. We have been too generous. By now, I should be having about 10 story buildings. And my heart broke. I said, look at them. They are going to be told things. They are going to be told something. Because they want to hear something. And when you have heard that, it doesn't happen because it is the mind of somebody. It is from somebody's head. And it doesn't happen. You become discouraged and say, oh, even church, I will not attend church again. The Bible says it will tarry. Why will he tarry? Number one, it will tarry because there are processes. Processes to prepare you. Processes to train you. Processes to test you. These processes, they come to build our corresponding character. The character that is required for that dream to be fulfilled. The qualities that are required for that destiny to be fulfilled. The character and the temperament that is required for that promotion to become real. For that position to become real. God will take you through a process. Marando ricretoskata, ricretoskata yaka. Hey, the process can be painful. The process is full of testing. The process is full of trials. The process is full of challenges. The process can be full of sorrows, full of tears. There is a process. Look, some of you were not ready for marriage before you married. You have not developed the character of marriage. You only desire marriage. Marriage, marriage. Ho ho. You jump into it. Hey, majami to me. Oh, majami. Man, you have not been prepared for it. It only looks very beautiful that you can be called a man of your own. Lady, you have not been prepared. Excuse me. It is not because you carry some features of a woman. You know how to have sex. Man or woman. And so you can be a husband. So you can be a wife. Look at the mess we are seeing today in marriages. The mess is too much. Because people have not allowed themselves to be taken through the process. Today our youth, they don't want to suffer. They don't want to go through anything. I was telling one of the young men who are a prophet who has taken me as a father. I said, my brother, let Bill Gates, I don't know whether he's still the richest man, let the richest man in the world, let the richest men say they will support you. What you will go through, you will go through. What God will take you through, he will take you through. Because sometimes he can cause them to forget you. You call them, they will not pick. You WhatsApp them, they will not reply. God can block your access to them. Whatever he want to take you through, he will take you through. That's why he said it will tarry. Because there is a process. I pity some of our youth today. They have great future. Great visions. But do you know why you are failing? You are failing the process. You are not ready. To be rebuked. You are not ready. To be insulted. Today, artisans. Artisans. Those who are learning trade. Shipping, seamstress. What other trades? They will not take time. Immediately they get to print, they think they are masters. If you are fitter, you are going to kill people. Because you haven't finished learning how to fix a car tire. You fix it and then it could be wobbling. Because you are rushing to be a master. You are rushing. The world is full of us rushing. I thank God for our marriage committee. Clap for our marriage committee. They are really doing well. Some of the issues, when they come to me, I say, this is foolish. Marriage committee, excuse me. Take all the foolish cases. You can see that this gentleman is just not prepared. This lady is just not prepared. So they have character problems. She doesn't know how to talk to a man. She doesn't know how to handle a woman. And yet they say they can marry. You want me, the Laliboda, to sit in certain things? I don't have time. But thank God I have a marriage committee. The preparation builds something in you. It breaks out something out of you. A mold. The qualities you need for that thing. So that you can enjoy that blessing. Have you heard it in the Bible that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and he has no sorrow to it? Yeah. Have you heard it before? Look, any blessing from the Lord makes rich. He has no sorrow. When God gives you a husband, he has given you a husband. A wife, he has given you a wife. No sorrow at that. There can be problem with temperaments, adjustment, differences. Yes, it will be there. But in the overall, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Now, the intensity of the process. The intensity of the process depends on the depth and the height of God's plans for you or your expectations. How intensive the process will be depends on the depth or the height that God wants to take you. Beloved, we don't have to compare ourselves to each other. Look, everybody, God's plan for you is different. Don't rush. Don't envy anybody. Don't compete. No competition. Our ways are different. Our seasons are different. Our paths are different. Our purposes are different. God bless you too. If you clap well, your miracle will come quickly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those days when I used to see my friends, my senior, my people off, this one is going to London, this one is going to Germany, this one. One day I asked God, so am I just going to be seeing people off? So me to when? Today when you see some of them, you will not know that this one has traveled before. You don't know. Some of them are begging me for money. Some of them are begging me for something to eat. There is this particular one. He sent a message not long ago. And I said, this one, I am going to warn him. I said, that is your last. Because you are not the only one. How intensive is your process? When Jacob appeared to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh asked Jacob,
Pharaoh,
how How old are you?
He
said, my years
have
been so and so. But they have been full of troubles. Do you know why they have been full of troubles? Because God has planned to make Jacob a nation. If God is going to make you a nation, your troubles will be more. Why is the place quiet like this?
I don't know how it is, sir.
Are you here with me? Amen.
Amen.
The intensity. Look, some people have gotten to some position and they fell. Let me tell you. Look. What they say, opportunity comes but once. We have been saying, as for God, when one door closes, he opens another. It is true. It is true. But before another door will open, because you mess up with the first door, you have taught him a lesson that you are not mature. You know, in marriage, originally, who gave a wife to a man? Who gave a wife? God. Adam did not ask for a wife. God himself saw that it was not good for what? For the man to live alone. So let me give him a helpmate. When they behave immaturely and they fell into sin of disobedience, when God came and started questioning Adam, where are thou? He said, I heard your voice and I am afraid. He said, have you eaten of the fruit? He said, the woman you gave me. God said, I see. That's why we are suffering today. That's why now God will never give you any woman. You pray and pray and pray and watch. God, and watch and pray and watch and pray and watch. Then you yourself, the one that agrees with your spirit, says, you send to God, said, okay. If God loves you, he will show you some one or two, weaknesses. If you can manage them, go ahead. You see, the problem with messing up with the first opportunity is that when you mess up, you have taught God a lesson. What is going to take you through before you get it again? You may not survive. Is a message a good message?
Yes.
If it's a good message, give a clap of offering to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the duration of the process. How long will the process take? The duration of the process depends on the following. Number one, how genuinely you submit to the process. How genuinely you submit to the process. Look, when you are going to a process, you don't talk. You don't complain. Yes. As a human being, by all means, you will talk. A little. But not so much. Why me? Why me? Why so and so? Why this? Look, there will be a time when people will just be lying about you. There will be a time when people will be gossiping about you. There will be a time when you will be borrowing. I have borrowed before. People will hear your story. When you start talking, they are writing something down. And then within you, you say, oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you that something will fall. After everything, they say, oh, I am. You know something? If you have come earlier, now, has that happened to you before? It has happened to me more than 100 times. And then your heart will break. They have heard your story. There is a time for that. There is a time when you cry. There is a time when people will shun you. Look, even your family members, no one will remember you. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. There is, even in the church. Some of you look at me today and you don't want to believe that I have gone through what I have gone through. I have a mark here, a cutlass. I have a cutlass mark here. This place was suited. It was sown. This was 1986. When I have gone to Asokoko, now Oti region, to weed forest for 3 months so that I can get money for my Bible school. Because nobody was just ready to help me. We were six. We weed 36 by 36 a day. And so when we were weeding, I am from Accra. Even though I've been a farmer before, there has been some months. So when I was weeding, then my hands will become blistered. So they were smart. When they are weeding, this one weed this way, this one weed, then they leave me a portion. It looks like a bucket. A bucket. And everybody, you must finish weeding your portion before the next day. And it was a Saturday. Sunday will not go. So Sunday, I begged two of my friends to go and help me to clear my portion. We are going to weed. It was raining. And the wind has blew and then covered the road. So as we were cutting the road, cutlass wound hit here. Cutlass. The place opened white. And when blood started oozing out, they had to rush me to the clinic and sew the place. My hand was bandaged. But Monday, I had to go again with them. It was a process. That's why when I stand here, I know what I'm saying. So that you don't preach theory, you preach experience. You preach what you have handled, what you have tested. So that heaven will say amen. How do I know that my process? How do I know I have passed the process? First, God will start opening some doors without you forcing them. When you pass the process, God will start opening some doors without you forcing them. Number two, you have passed your process by the experience and changes in your character and temperament. You realize that something in you has changed. You realize that you are changing. You realize that you are maturing. Then the maturity that it brings out of your life. Joseph, David, Jesus Christ went through the process. Let's read Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 to 10. Hebrews 5 7 to 10. I have not even reached the message. Hebrews 5 7 to 10. Shall we read? Hebrews 5. Okay, let's look at it. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. 8. Son, though he was... No, something didn't match. Let's read again. Give me verse 7 again.
Go back. Okay.
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Verse 8. Son, though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, obedience from what he suffered. And once he became perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. That's why God will take you through the process. The word perfect just say maturity means maturity. So that you become a source of blessing. So that when people meet you, they are encouraged. When people meet you, they are revived. When people encounter you, they begin to thank God for your life. Jesus Christ went through it. Who are you? Jesus. Who was God. And is God. And became man. Who are you? He went through the process. That's why today, he is the source of salvation. God will take you through the process to mature you and perfect you so that you become a source of blessing. When you open your mouth, people are revived. People are encouraged. Like I said, many people have failed in certain areas because they were not adequately prepared. Now, when the Bible says wait, okay, let me give you the reason, the second reason why it will tarry. The second reason why it will tarry. Let's look at lessons from the following. The second reason why it will tarry or it will delay is that violent, there will be violent attacks on your participatory word. There will be violent attack on the fulfillment of that word. There will be violent attack. As you are listening to the word right now, the devil will do everything to take this word from your mind. Right now, he can just bring a thought so that whilst you are sitting here, you are not here. He can steal the word from your mind. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He can attack the word. He can attack the dream. Let me tell you.
I mean, control.
The devil is not everywhere. The devil is not everywhere. No, he's not everywhere. He's not everywhere. That's why he has many agents. That's why you should be careful. Who is there when you are sharing your testimony? But we should testify. When you stand before the altar and testify, the altar will defend your testimony. Because when you are sharing your vision to an agent of the devil, you are finished.
Now we say
what is the ministry of the devil? Job chapter 1 verse
9.
When from verse 6, the Bible said that when the family, the sons of Job were meeting, Satan was in their midst. Let me tell you, in every gathering, Satan's agents are also around.
Satan as mabunsu or hobby.
Why are they there?
I didn't know more.
They are there to get information for their master.
Because
Satan is not everywhere.
If Satan don't
in verse 9, when God asked Satan, where are you coming from? So, I've been moving to and fro. Why is he moving to and fro? To hear people's conversation. And to strategize. To hear people's plans. And strategize. You don't know why sometimes when I stand here and I get angry. Look, yes, I like joke. There are people who joke with me. We joke a lot. He jokes with me. He tells, oh, pastor, this one you backfire. We laugh over it.
Yes,
but not everything is a joke. I know that when I've taken too much lifting in a week. Don't come and joke with me. I can react right now. But when I stand here and I'm wise, it's not every time that is lifting. It's not every time that is lifting. You don't know the things I am seeing and addressing. 1995. We closed church.
Yeah, boy, sorry.
We were in the wooden structure.
Yeah,
at the building committee.
I'm saying, cool.
We have to do a board of our former church, the wooden structure, and put it somewhere.
Say,
because we need to be looking at it, where we are coming from. At the car park there.
Oh, baby, I listen, see, oh, no.
The doors were at the down part here. We had closed church service.
Yeah, boy, sorry.
And I don't know.
I mean, you.
I just moved from the pulpit. I passed through the door and I heard this elderly woman saying to this sister, you, who I thought will marry you? Who I thought will marry you? Who I thought will marry you? As if they were joking. And the sister was smiling. And the woman left. Then I said to the sister, this one is not for smiles. Did you hear what the woman said? Did you hear what the woman was saying? Those words are poison. As I stand here, the sister is still not married. I believe that sister should be 60 years now. She's still not married. She's in one of our churches now. She's still not married. So when I stand here sometimes and I get angry and I'm addressing some things, you don't know. Some people sit down and pass, excuse me, foolish comments. Look at you two, you are going to connect to the altar.
Oh, yeah, no muka.
Anytime they call you two, you are going. Nah. Nonsense. Excuse me. Are you an agent?
We are awesome for.
Look. You will see it written on people, I am agent. It is the reaction. It is what people say. Look, all of us can be casual enemies. All of us, including me standing here, pastor's wife, anybody, we can be casual enemies. When we avail ourselves, the devil can use us. That was why at the crossover, I said to you, after all these powerful declarations, watch your mouth. It's a gate. Watch your mind. It's a gate. Watch your actions. Your manners, your lifestyle. It's a gate. Give me Genesis chapter 37. From verse 12. Genesis 37 from verse 12. Joseph's dream was attacked. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, as you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Sechem. Come, I am going to send you to them. Very well, he replied. So he said to him, go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me. Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, what are you looking for? He replied, I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks? They had moved on from here, the man answered. I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. Take note of from verse 18 to 20. Take note very well. But they saw him in the distance. Some verse said they saw him from afar. You don't know what your enemy sees in you. And before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Not everybody who is laughing with you is genuine. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't make friends. We should just be prayerful. I'm telling you. And pray for people who are very close to you. What did they say? Here comes that dreamer. They said to each other. Verse 20. Come now. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. And say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Underline those last words I'm going to read. They will see what comes of his dreams. They will see what will happen to his big talk, to his big mouth. Let's kill him. Then we shall see what will happen to his dream. You know the reason why the devil wants to kill you? He knows he can't get your soul. But so that you not fulfill your dream. So that you die in disappointment. But listen to me. You will fulfill your destiny. You will fulfill your destiny. They cannot kill you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just want to end here right now.
If you say this year, Sabri,
say my dream will never die.
My dream will never die.
Rise up with me right now.
Sorry,
say my testimony will never die. My dream will never die. My testimony will never perish. My prophetic word will never fail. It is sure. It is sure. It is sure. It is sure. Say it is sure. Say it is sure. Listen to me. Some of the people God is going to use as your process, they are your husband. Your husband is going to change and become a wicked man. It's a process. Your wife is going to change and become unconcerned, disobedient. It's a process. Your boss at your workplace. It's a process. Even your pastor can turn against you. It's a process. Your own child. One of your children will just become a headache. A woman was showing me, say, Pastor, my son has become like a toothache. If you have explained kaka here, you know what the woman was saying. Look, when kaka catches you, your head will be making whoo, whoo, whoo. All your body will feel the kaka. You know, it's a process. By the time your son will change, God has given you patience. Do you know why God brought me into this area? I was a very proud person. But God brought me in this area to break me. He has used some of you church members to torment me like demons. And do you know something? It has humbled me. It has taught me patience. Because I didn't curse you. I didn't kill you. That's why today, excuse me, anybody can say any foolish thing and then I will just be smiling. And do you know, after you have gone through the process,
now,
God gives you an anointing. Kashatara. Libratos katayaka. Likratos kata. He gives you confidence. He gives you boldness. Let me tell you one last thing before we pray. That is why the Bible says, even though it tarries, wait. Because there is a process. There is also an attack. Next Sunday, I will tell you more. I didn't finish even the first point. When God says, wait, what does the waiting mean? It means, between the time that the word was released or the dream was given, between the space of time, do the best you can. Present the best you can in prayer, in faith, in obedience, in service, in sacrifice, in anticipation. Whilst you are looking forward, for the fulfillment. That's the meaning of wait. Wait doesn't mean that put your hand in the DC and see that I am waiting. Present to God the best in prayer. Pray much that you can. Exercise much faith that you can. Give the best you can. Obey to your best ability. Serve to your best ability. Sacrifice to your best ability. And keep on. And keep on. And keep on. And keep on. Whilst you are keeping on, you are waiting. That's the waiting. That's the waiting. That's the waiting. And listen to me. When you read Romans chapter 4, from verse 17 to 21. Romans 4, 17 to 21. Romans 4, 17 to 21. That was what Abraham did. That was Abraham.
When Abraham,
hoping upon hope.
And there are so many that swore.
He did not waver in unbelief.
Yes, when he was angel,
from the time God spoke to Abraham,
Abraham
never stopped building altars. He never stopped sacrificing. He never stopped serving. He never stopped praying. That is waiting. That is waiting. Some of you, after some time, you stop doing what you have been doing.
Oh, you be American family agent, yeah, you know.
If it's an usher,
so you are quite senior.
1 month you not see.
Oh, but
then they will start lying.
No, just
I am attending classes.
Oh, my classes.
Now we don't close early.
Now
so so and so.
Oh, say.
I attended my so so and so funeral. Lies.
And
you know. If you think you are serving man, then you are failed. Say, Lord, my words shall never fail.
My
dreams shall never fail.
My testimony
shall
never fail.
My expectations shall never fail. Lord, it shall never fail. It shall never fail, Lord. My dreams shall never fail. My testimony shall never fail. My expectations shall never fail. My dreams will never fail. My destiny will never fail. My prophetic words will never fail. It should never fail, Lord. It should never fail. It should never, it should never. Shakaratos kata.
It should never fail. It should never fail.
It should never fail.
My testimony should never fail.
My expectation should never fail.
My destiny should never fail.
It 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 should never fail. It should never fail. It should never fail. Sakaratos ketele protoska, salakretos kataretoska, ilekretos kataratakoska, lebreteto karebos katara. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, God has been showing me some of you are not real. Some of you are not real. This one I know.
Now, where do you mean you?
Some of you, the way you show yourself to me is different to, from who you really you are. I know. It is something with every leader. Nobody wants to show his real self to a leader. But God tells me. It tells me that this person. It tells me this person pretends. I know all who pretend in this church. Those who pretend, you think I know you. Sometimes when you are doing it, I am laughing in my head.
I told me I saw you are not a three dream. And I know
me. When you want me to be my, your best, just be open. Be honest. Be truthful. Be frank. I won't say anything about you again. I will die for you. But when you begin to pretend and lie,
now you can throw.
You won't get me.
And you won't get me down.
My wife is here.
You know what?
My children are there.
My ma is who?
After church, interview them.
Now your pastor will be saving some of them.
Look, what I am here.
Yeah, me, you know.
That's what I am in the house.
That will be.
The only thing I do in the house I can't do here is wearing my shorts. Or walking bare chested. I can't do it yet. I don't have double lives. I have one. Everywhere. Say, Lord, Help me to position myself well. Help me to position myself well. For my prophetic word. Help me to position myself. Help me not to fail you. Help me to position myself well. Help me to position my mouth well. Help me to position my mouth. My mind. My actions. Help me to position myself. Help me, help me, help me, help me.
Yes, help me, Lord. Father, help me, Lord.
Yes,
help me,
Lord.
Help me,
Lord.
To position myself. Help me, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Say, Lord.
Lord,
help me to endure the process.
Help me to endure the process.
Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the pray that prayer right now. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Shata kratos kata. Saratakos karatakos. Secretos katakayaka. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to endure the process. Help me to be patient. Help me to be patient. Help me to be patient.
Happy to be present.
Happy
to be present.
Happy
to be present.
Happy
to be present.
Happy to be present. Happy to be present. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
One test that God tests you in the process is persistency, perseverance. Faithfulness. Do you know when I was doing all these things? I was going to carry concrete to pay my tithe. During fundraising, I will go and break stones at Malam Stone Quarry to get money for me to also come and sow. That is why giving is nothing to me. Give me offering. Give me anything. Pay tithe. Only first fruit that I didn't understand it. So God taught me first fruit
2008.
Some of you common tithe you ask. Kindergarten test. You are struggling. Tithe 10%. Kindergarten test. If 100 cedis, you can't give 10 cedis to God. You are waiting until you get 1 million cedis. You lie. You lie. Start somewhere. And then you grow with it. Then it becomes part of you. The next declaration will make it in the communion. Lift your hand right now. Say, Lord, as I take this communion, I enter into my season of abundance. I enter into my season of abundance. According to your word. For us. At the crossover. That it is our season of abundance. It is our season of rich satisfaction. Every aspect of my life must fall in place.
Every aspect of my life must fall in place.
I can no longer be cheated.
I can no longer be cheated.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
Now, listen to me. It is not always you fall down that you know that a demon has left you. It is not always that you will shake. That you know that something has happened to you. Sometimes, whilst we are making these declarations, spirits are leaving you. Breakthroughs are coming to your way. So I want you to be conscious of what you are saying. Say, Lord, through this communion, I declare to the powers of darkness, you can no longer cheat me. You can no longer shortchange me. You can no longer cheat me. I refuse to be cheated. I refuse to be limited. Whatever Christ has given to me, in his death, a resurrection, a prosperous life, a victorious life, a fruitful life, a celebrated life, a glorious life, a healthy life, is what I have. I must manifest that. Nothing less. Nothing more. I refuse to be cheated. My life.
Must measure up.
Every aspect of my life.
Must work well.
I should not fall short. Because the redemption of Christ is complete. Therefore, in Him, through this communion, I am complete.
I must be complete.
In healing, I must be complete. In deliverance, I must be complete. In marriage, I must be complete. In my career, in my business, in my finances, in every aspect of my life, I must be complete. Everything should work out for me.
Say, by faith, I receive the flesh of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ, for my abundance. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son,
we believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.